The White House has denied a report claiming that President Barack Obama is planning to override a congressional ban to close the controversial U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The spokeswoman for the White House National Security Council, Kathleen Hayden, said since the president came into office in 2009, the administration has been examining all possible ways to close the facility, but it will not override the law. The Wall Street Journal had reported that the White House was, quote, drafting options to close the facility by overriding a ban put in place by Congress. Republicans say Obama would be making a dangerous mistake if he transfers the detainees to U.S. prisons. House Speaker John Boehner said a majority of U.S. citizens and bipartisan majorities in the House and Senate oppose bringing terrorists to the U.S. mainland. But critics say the prison violates U.S. principles by keeping detainees locked up without trial. Let's talk to Press TV's correspondent in Washington, Colin Campbell. Colin, what is the general opinion among both Democrats and Republicans about closing Guantanamo? Colin, can you hear me?
Yes. Well, the president wants to close down Guantanamo Bay Prison. He made that apparent during his first run for the presidency. And earlier this year, he said that this had to be the year that Guantanamo Bay Prison should be shut down. Of course, he runs into big congressional obstacles, ones that he's trying to overcome. And just in the same speech in the State of the Union, where he talked about how this should be the year that Gitmo should be closed down, he also talked about the use of executive order. And this is what may be key in trying to shut the prison down, as many Republicans and some Democrats don't think that there should be a transfer from Guantanamo Bay Prison. Now, the president has two options. He could veto the National Defense Authorization Act, which is the bill that talks about the transfer of Guantanamo Bay detainees. And he could say that he's vetoing this bill unless this policy changes. His other option is to sign the bill with restrictions on how Congress controls the transfer of Guantanamo Bay detainees. Either way, this will set up a big political battle for the president because there are many Democrats who are split on this issue and Republicans who do not want to see the remaining 149 or so detainees moved from Guantanamo Bay Prison.
And of course, many are asking just how genuine is Obama's intention. So will he be able to close Guantanamo and override the Congress?
He can't override the Congress, but like I said, he could veto that bill and he could use executive orders to try to manipulate the transfer of Guantanamo Bay detainees. But to say he could override Congress, he really couldn't do that. By vetoing the bill, the National Defense Authorization Act, he could somewhat strong-arm Congress into renegotiating that bill, which would include the transfer. But it's highly unlikely that will happen, especially if Republicans win the Senate. That is something that is a very strong possibility right now. And many experts are saying that if Republicans win the Senate, the president won't be able to do much of anything, never mind trying to transfer Guantanamo Bay detainees, which a lot of lawmakers are already opposed to.
All right. Press TV's Colin Campbell reporting from Washington. Thanks there, Colin.